in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, let me be the first to wish you a very happy Football Thursday. This week number nine edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. That kicks off tonight, Chargers and Chiefs officially. Browns, of course, playing Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Ninth game of the season. This is remarkably fast, the way the season has just been blowing by. At least it has for me. I've heard others say kind of the same thing. So we're going to take an intensive look at Sunday's game with the help of several people, or a few people, I should say, but Rich Gannon will be one of them. He's the, of course, this former standout NFL quarterback, CBS analyst extraordinaire. He will be assigned to this game, working it with Marv Albert. He was the analyst for last week's game against the Chargers. So Rich has a pretty good feel for the Browns, and we want to get his thoughts on the Browns as well as the matchup against the Ravens. We're also going to talk with Stan White. I know a lot of you know that name from his days as an Ohio State linebacker. He is an analyst for the Ravens radio network, former Baltimore Colts linebacker, spent some time in the NFL with some other teams. But Stan is going to give us his take on the Ravens and what's up with that team, a team that has been struggling and a team that's coming off a bye and a lot of criticism from the hometown folks. So there's some pressure there on that Ravens team as they come to town Sunday. We're going to hear from Billy Wynn, the rookie defensive tackle for the Browns. Jameer Howerton sits down with him. We'll get his takes on this game as well, and you get my takes on this game. And let's start off with some just the injury updates. Dimitri Patterson, Ataba Rubin, Brian Safford not practicing today. So Ataba Rubin with that calf injury. That one, we'll see how that goes, but not practicing through Thursday. Phil Taylor coming back to the roster, and that's a good thing. The timing of that, I guess, couldn't be better with Rubin still hurting, but I think the addition of Taylor could make a difference, and we'll talk a little more about that, I guess, as we get into the show, because his return is a big deal. All right, we are going to answer your questions and comment on your comments. And these are the ones you submit to the Browns' official social media pages. You also send emails to daily@clevelandbrowns.com and our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, as this gentleman did.
Alan from New Hampshire. My question is, when will the Browns bring back the orange pants? Because I think when they wear those, it seems like they're more of a dominant team, just like when they had Sipe. So when will they bring back the orange pants? Thank you. And I hope that you answer this question for me. Bye.
Okay. Well, I will answer that question for you, Alan. I do appreciate the fact that you called us. I love it. I love that perhaps the biggest problem facing a Browns fan now is about uniforms. And I think that's great because it tells me maybe there are real football matters that are okay, or at least getting better. I know this team has a long, long way to go at 2-6, but it sounds to me like, you know, now we're moving into areas of uniforms and how that could perhaps help things. As I speak to you, I'm staring at a photo, a big frame picture on the wall in the studio here, our very cool studio here in Berea, of Brian Sipe rearing back to throw, wearing the orange pants with the brown jersey. Number 17, and so as I heard your message as it came in on our voicemail line today, I immediately just turned and looked at that and said, yeah, that for a fan of your era, of those who followed those Brian Sipe teams, those Cardiac Kids Browns, there is a connection and a feeling to success. But I honestly think the orange pants might not have been as much of a factor as you think they were. I think a good football team with good players, good coaching. I think all of those factors made those orange pants work well and the brown jerseys. I don't think there's magic in the cloth or the color or the dye or whatever it is. I don't think it's that. I do think there's some preferences on the look, and people clearly are partial to, well, put it this way, they got sick of, we know this, white uniforms very quickly last year, but that was influenced by what? By 4-12. That's what influenced that. 4-12 and where was it going, and a lot of bad feeling. And again, 2-6 doesn't necessarily give you the sense record-wise that things are a whole lot better, except I think people feel better given who's playing and where the future is with young talent. And we'll see what kind of traction the Browns can get going. And, yeah, they wore their brown uniforms, brown jerseys, I should say, last week. People commented on that, and they're 1-1 with those, right? I mean, they're 1-0 at home with them, but they did wear them at Cincinnati, and it didn't work out so well. So I don't know that there's as much magic in the cloth as we think there is, but we appreciate your questions. Zasquatch from Twitter asking, will Josh Cooper be used this week? He seems to be a stable route runner with sure hands. He's good with Brandon Whedon. Yeah, he is, and we know the obvious reason because of their college connection, but beyond that, he's taken well to the pro game. He's getting open in that very tough area, most of his work being done from the slot, and he knows how to release. I'm sure he'll know better. I'm not saying he's got it all figured out or all the answers as a receiver, NFL style, but he has been a quick study, and I think his talent, his aptitude is just that. So, yes, I think he'll be utilized. I think he's been utilized, and I don't see that tapering off anytime soon. I think he's made his impact felt enough that the coaches, Pat Shurmur especially, wants to incorporate him in the game plan. And in those situations, catching that underneath stuff, catching that move the chains, third down stuff, especially, try to be that money guy. He's certainly shown that for the most part now in, what, 3 professional games that he's played. Sean from Facebook says, I can't wait to see Phil Taylor. He should help our run defense. And Sean and I just touched on this a little earlier in the show. Yeah, Phil Taylor's return is a big deal. I do think it will be, what is he practiced now, like 2 weeks. Pat Shurmur has talked about it in the news conference today, and I talked with him earlier today about it as well. Just going to keep an eye on how he's progressing. It's going to be, I don't know that he's on necessarily, just to, for the sake of a better term, a pitch count of amount of playing time, but I do think it will be watched to just see how effective he can be, mostly from a conditioning stamina standpoint, because that is the key here, especially a big guys pushing big guys in the interior of the line. His game is a muscle game. It's a power game. And he's been away for a long time. He's been inactive for a long time. I do think it will help. Certainly I don't think it can hurt. I know you could say, well, it can hurt if a guy's not up to snuff physically, but by all indications, the torn pectoral muscle, the thing that has kept him out since the offseason, has healed, obviously, to give him that clearance. The rest of it is the rest of his body, you know, the stamina and that thing, and whether or not he can withstand what he needs to withstand physically. Edward from Twitter, he says, is it me or does Trent Richardson struggle on third and short? Is it play calling or execution? Granted, the Browns haven't been the best in those situations, I guess we could fairly say that. But I don't know specifically that it's a Trent Richardson thing. I don't think it's a play call thing. I think when you're in 3rd and 1, for the most part, you want to try to power and get a push and make that happen and believe you can do that. You're picking up a short amount of yards, so it should be done. And even if you're not just doing it, if you're not doing it, running the football, you should pick it up throwing it. You should be able to find that short yardage area. I think it's execution based primarily on lack of experience by the majority of people who are trying to execute the play most of the time. I think you get a more veteran team, starting with quarterback, even running back, interior line, everything. Although the experience of the line, I guess, has gone up with John Greco now in there instead of Jason Pinkston. I just think in general it's a group that has to do it and repeatedly and get better as a group. And for the most part, again, we're talking about players who've played eight professional games, nine Sunday. And I think it comes down to that. I don't know that I'm going to pin it on anything other than, you know, that there was an extraordinary circumstance. I think it's simple, get it done. And they haven't obviously gotten it done enough, and I think those have been some of the, you know, I don't want to call them small things, but things on a list of things that you can point to as you point to reasons why it's a 2-6 record and not 6-2 or better than that. All right, we've got more coming up for you. A conversation in a couple of minutes with Rich Gannon, former NFL quarterback, CBS Sports game analyst, who will be assigned to Sunday's game against the Browns at Cleveland Browns Stadium. He's going to join us to give his takes on the Browns and on that game. Coming up on ESPN 850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, WKNR.
Every day the sun comes up.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Get back to what's good every morning with Chock Full of Nuts coffee. While nuts is part of our name, there has never been any nuts in our coffee. Only 100% premium roasted coffee beans for a smooth, delicious taste every time. Chock Full of Nuts, just heavenly coffee since 1932. Look for Chock Full of Nuts premium coffee at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Whether you're running a family or running a business, there's so much running to do and so little time. So let Carbonite run your computer backup for you, automatically and continually, whenever you're connected to the internet. Unlimited backup space for one computer is just $59 a year. Carbonite also has plans to back up all your small business computers for one low price. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code BACKUP and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code BACKUP.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Gotta love the Motown music. Dave DiNatale, our producer, serenading. Well, he's not serenading us, but he's choosing the tunes that serenade us, and that's nice. Nicely done on a Motown Thursday, Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. And help a child today, save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And we welcome to the show right now a great friend and one of the top analysts you will see watching the NFL on TV. He is Rich Gannon, former NFL quarterback. between the Browns and the Ravens. Actually, the second week in a row that you get to see the Browns, Rich, so you're becoming a little bit familiar with this team.
I really am, and I like what I see, Vic. I just see a team that's getting better. You know, I don't think you can overlook what happened last week against the Chargers. It was kind of a must-win for the Chargers, and they were coming off of their bye, and they were well-rested, and to go out there and play as well as they did defensively to hold Phillip Rivers in that offense with two field goals was impressive. I was really impressed with what I saw from Trent Richardson. I had seen him in the preseason. Of course, I'd watched some film of him, but to see him in person and to have a career-high 122 yards against one of the better run defenses in football coming into that game. Their Chargers were second in run defense. I came away feeling pretty good about the direction they're heading.
And this is a Trent Richardson who was dealing with a rib injury, still is actually, and was feeling a little better than he had the week before against the Colts, obviously. But as you see him, and then he dealt with the knee thing in the preseason, knee surgery there, given that he's had to overcome all this and still producing the way he is, what are you seeing from this guy going forward, Rich?
Well, I think you see it back. It's got, you know, very good balance. You can see the finishing strength when you watch him at the end of runs. I love the fact that, you know, he never stops on initial contact. You see him running through tackles. I mean, last week Atari Bigby was foolish enough to try and tackle this guy up high. He just runs right through the tackle. I think he's got a great feel for the inside run game. Very smooth, patient, lets the block develop, has very good vision. You see him, very shifty in the hole. I just think he's got a great feel for what they're doing now in the running game. And Vic, as I watch the guy and you see him get more and more carries, and particularly in light of what you said, that injury, I mean, he got the thing injected the week before. I'm sure he got it injected last week. He gets a shot in the ribs before the game so he can go out and play. But I think he's the type of back that can wear a defense down over the course of the game. You know, a guy that seems to get stronger with each carry late in the game, and that's the type of back that I see with Trent Richardson.
And for this matchup, as you can see, Rich, the Ravens struggling very much against the run, giving up a lot of yards per game, not characteristic of their defense. It would seem to me like this is kind of an ideal time for the Browns to have this opponent with Trent Richardson in the backfield.
Oh, it couldn't be a better time. I mean, they've been gashed. I mean, this is not the Ravens defense that we're accustomed to seeing. I mean, it's not. I think the philosophy has changed. I mean, you know, the film was a lot. People aren't afraid to run the ball right at them. In the past, I think offensive coordinators would try and spread you out and try and spread them out and try and pick their spots in the running game, but that hasn't happened the last couple of weeks. So you go back and you watch what Kansas City did to them. They rushed for over 239 yards. Cowboys over 200 yards. Texans had almost 200 yards in the ground. So I think they've given up like 600 yards, over 600 yards in the ground the last 3 weeks, and so that's a problem right now. They can't stop the run. One of the big reasons why is they're not strong inside. They're getting pushed around to nose tackle position, and the linebackers aren't getting off of blocks, and I think Cleveland could have a big day running the football against this front seven.
And all that said, Rich, you still have to make plays in the passing game. Last week, of course, the weather, as you well know, wasn't conducive for either quarterback to have success. But Brandon Whedon, really not memorable numbers, to say the least, but he did take good care of the football. Have you, as you study him, as you've seen his progress now through eight games, what are you seeing from him, and how do you see that coming along?
Well, I think he needs to get better with his accuracy and his location on certain throws. No question he needs to play the game faster. I think he's a guy that's in dire need of lots of reps. You know, he can't get enough reps for a young guy like this. I think you're going to be growing pains. I think we see that. I think you need to factor in that, yeah, he's been a little inconsistent, but they're so young around him. I mean, you look at the receiving core. You know, you've got essentially three rookies and, a second-year player. So it's going to take some time, but the one thing that's been impressive is he's cut down on mistakes, and I think that's huge. The one thing I was doing some study, they've had, 35 consecutive drives where they've not turned it over. That's big for a quarterback like Whedon.
Yeah, that taking care of the ball is something, too, that I know that the coaches have preached to him. And Rich, you see this as a former quarterback, and I know how closely you study these guys. It's about those windows, right? The windows are nowhere near as wide as he remembers them being when he threw at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I had a conversation last week with Pat Shermer about that. And, you know, they talk about the development of the young quarterback. And, you know, both of them had a chance to be around McNabb. And, of course, Pat Shermer had a chance to spend time with Bradford and, of course, Whedon. You come from college where everybody's open, and then you go to the NFL where nobody's open, and you got half the time to decide, you know, and so it's tough. And I think you're seeing that a little bit with Whedon. They have to, when you study the film, Brown receivers have to do a better job winning versus man-to-man coverage. You're not quite seeing the separation, particularly with Greg Little. Greg Little's been very inconsistent.
Rich Gannon joins us from CBS Sports. He will be on the call for Sunday's game along with Marv Albert when the Browns take on the Baltimore Ravens at Cleveland Browns Stadium. And the other thing, Rich, with the Browns is so many young players, and you're talking about it in terms of how they all, Whedon and the receivers, everybody has to kind of learn what they're doing. But as you observe the big picture, do you see foundationally something that is growing and getting better together, or do you still have a lot of questions about the collective talent? How do you see it?
I think they're getting better. I think it's also a pain. It's a painful process getting there. I think it's taken longer than people anticipated. I think they got much better talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think it's starting to show up this year. But they're a young team. They've got 16 rookies on the 53-man roster, one of the youngest in football, and that's tough. They're going to be growing pains. I think you see it really on both sides of the ball.
You watch this Ravens team, and, of course, at the end of September, the Browns played them very tough in Baltimore, really came away feeling they should have won that game, and this is a different Ravens team as we've known before. And the one thing that they, of course, come into this game without, they don't have Ray Lewis, they don't have Ladarius Webb. They do, however, get Terrell Suggs back in the lineup. So, and coming off that, for them, I'm sure, an embarrassing loss to the Houston Texans, had the bye week to think about that and the other struggles of the first half of the season. What sort of Ravens team are you expecting to show up Sunday?
I think a hungry one. I think a frustrated one. I think a one that was embarrassed by the Houston Texans prior to the break. I mean, they lost that game by 30 points, and I think that's only the third time that's happened in franchise history. So, I was impressed when I looked at Terrell Suggs. I think had a sack in that game. They did a good job moving him around. I don't think his conditioning is where it needs to be, but it'll be a good matchup to watch. I think you'll see him on Joe Thomas some. I think they'll move him over to the right side to work on the rookie Mitchell Schwartz. So that'll be a challenge, I think, for the Browns.
And, Rich, when you look at the Ravens, their offense, of course, is so different in the sense that it emphasizes the big play in the passing, Joe Flacco. It's really for the Browns about obviously getting pressure on him, but with Joe Hayden back, he wasn't part of that first game against the Ravens. That should help, I think, go a long way toward maybe getting some hesitation from Flacco and getting some pressure and collapsing that pocket. And Phil Taylor being back, of course, on the D-line is going to help too.
Yeah, Phil Taylor will make a huge difference inside. That should help with Ray Rice. It should also help, I think, with some penetration and pushing on the pass, in terms of the pass rush. But I think Joe Hayden matching up on Torrey Smith's going to help. I like the way Buster Screen has played inside, Vic. I think he's had a nice season. You look at that secondary and Sheldon Brown's a veteran guy, smart guy. And I like T.J. Ward. I think he's kind of the physical tone setter on the back end for that defense. Made a big play last week on a short yardage play against the Chargers. So I think they match up well. You know, they're a defense that makes you work at it. They're not overly, complicated. They're fairly vanilla when you watch them defensively. I think they want to eliminate the big plays, get up the field on third down. They've got a handful of fronts and coverages. They mix in an occasional pressure to keep you honest. But I think Dick Duran wants you to have to work at it, earn your way down the field. That's kind of a philosophy that's worked for them over the last month or so.
Last thing, Ray Rice is always going to be a factor. The Browns did a really good job of containing him in the previous game, but I'm thinking Cam Cameron to maybe get things jump-started for this team would try to give this guy every opportunity to get things going on the ground first.
Yeah, I think where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of criticism directed towards Cam Cameron and the fact that they didn't run the ball as much with Ray in the last game. That's really where it all starts. You think about the percentage of total offense that this guy accounts for. I think he leads the league, whether it's runs or pass reception. So he's a big part of it. The other thing is Flacco struggled a little bit the last couple weeks, struggled a little bit with their timing and rhythm of the passing game. I think this could be a heavy dose of Ray Rice type of day for the Ravens on Sunday.
Rich, thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
Sounds great, Vic. Thanks.
All right. He is Rich Gannon from CBS Sports, former NFL quarterback. He will be on the call for Sunday's game with Marv Albert. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony!
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. Get too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from Comedy.TV comedian and musician Michael Mack. Come see Michael Mack this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv, located next to Shooters in the Flats. Michael Mack, you've seen him on ABC's America's Funniest Videos, E's Top 10 Guitar Comedians, and Faces of Rock. Now come see Michael Mack live and in person this week at the Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Michael Mack. Michael Mack is hilarious, and he's coming to the Improv. We'll see you there.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Vic Carucci, thanking you for hanging out with us on this Football Thursday edition. And hey, ladies, talking to you, enjoy a night out with the Cleveland Browns and get a behind-the-scenes look inside the team. Expand your football knowledge at Ladies Chalk Talk with an evening full of special appearances, lectures, cocktails and appetizers. How about that? giveaways, and much more. That's on Monday, November 19th. Put that on the calendar, 6 to 9 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Sign up today for Ladies Chalk Talk by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or by calling 440-891-5050. And it's time that we take you inside the locker room. Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player, usually a few times a week, to do this for us. This time he sits down with Billy Winn, defensive tackle, the rookie. Take it away, Jameer.
Billy, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Billy, before we look ahead to the Baltimore Ravens and just taking a look back at the work week, let's look back at last week's game defensively. What a huge performance. Congratulations, first and foremost. We know the confidence is extremely high of this unit, but when you keep an offense like the San Diego Chargers out of the end zone, what does that do for the mentality of this unit?
Oh, you know, it just helps us out. You know, it shows us that, you know, we can go out there and compete with, you know, any team in the NFL.
And for yourself, you recorded your first sack. Take us through that play. What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. You know, I seen Rivers, you know, floating over the tops. You know, I just kept working that way, and, you know, I put myself in great position.
And you also recorded another fumble recovery. Talk about that being just on the inside and being able to grab the ball, because there's a lot of movement that goes on the inside.
You know, I just seen that ball pop out, and, you know, I was first to the ball, you know, and it felt great. You know, those things don't come every day, and, you know, and for me to be able to, you know, jump on another one, you know, it felt great.
Now, when you were driving to work that day and you're looking at the elements, did you feel like, wow, it's going to be one of those days?
Oh, we knew that, you know, going to that game, you know, on the way to the stadium, just, you know, it was going to be one of those days where they were going to run the ball. You know, they were going to try to, you know, establish a run game, and, you know, they tried to early on, but, you know, we were able to, you know, make some things happen, you know, make them, you know, pass the ball a little bit more, make them, you know, change their, you know, their offensive front. So, you know, it felt good to go into that game knowing that, you know, we're going to have to stop the run.
And playing at Boise State, you're familiar with these elements, so it really wasn't cold for you.
No, it wasn't anything.
Because Trent was talking about how cold it was. You know, I know you were like, come on, Trent, it can't be that cold.
No, it wasn't that bad at all, actually. You know, it wasn't bad, you know, just going out there and playing in that environment. You know, I'm used to that, and, you know, it was just another day for me.
Okay, let's look at this work week. How's practice been coming along?
Practice has been great. You know, we have to... You know, we've been going out there every day, you know, trying to establish our run defense and establish, you know, just some things in the back end of that. And things are looking good. Things are looking really good.
And how great is it for you to have a former player as your position coach, Dwayne Board, kind of guiding you through your rookie year?
Oh, it's been great. You know, he just has an arsenal of things, you know, under his belt for us to, you know, for us to use out there. And it's been working out for us.
And playing against the Baltimore Ravens for the second time, what are some of the things that you're watching on film that you're seeing differently from this unit?
Oh, you know, just there's some things that are different, but one thing that we've noticed is, you know, they're still physical as they were, you know, in the beginning of the season and preseason. You know, they just make a lot of things happen, you know, with the quarterback and, you know, just the weapons that they have. You know, it comes down to a game where, you know, you just have to, you know, just tighten up, you know, you have to swell up, and, you know, you just have to go out there and play.
And how challenging is it when you're facing an offensive unit? Not only can they have weapons to throw to through the air, but they also have a Ray Rice guy. He's averaging 5 yards a carry, and he already has 524 yards on the ground.
You know, it puts a lot of stress on the D-line, but, you know, we have some confidence that, you know, that we can go in there and make some good things happen. So, you know, we just have to really just have to, you know, hone in on the technique and the fundamentals, and we should be fine.
Billy, overall, coach wants you guys to be greedy and just have that winning taste in your mouth. And not only, I know what the win meant for the guys in that locker room, but what do you think it meant for the city of Cleveland?
Oh, you know, it was a great thing. You know, it was us out there with each other and, you know, playing against a great team, you know, with Phillip Rivers and, you know, just the weapons that they have. You know, it was good for the city. You know, it was good for us. You know, so we're on track right now. I feel like we're on track to, you know, to get a couple more.
Well, Billy, thank you for your time.
All right, Billy Winn, thank you. And Jameer Howerton, thank you for that conversation. Going to talk more about Sunday's game against the Ravens. Up next, Stan White. Former NFL linebacker. He's an analyst on the Ravens Radio Network. Former Ohio State Buckeye, too. Yeah. So he joins us and from Kent, Ohio. So this will be a homecoming for him when he comes to town for Sunday's game. And we will break it down with Stan. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Picking up my
my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh, and what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow, certified pre-easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you are 18 or older, join the Cleveland Browns and Chomps at Cleveland Browns Stadium to celebrate Veterans Day and to find out more about your current state of health. We invite you to attend a free family health screening provided by Men's Health Network, Boehringer Ingelheim, Cuyahoga County Veterans Service Commission, and Cleveland Clinic, being held Saturday, November 10th at the stadium. Screenings will focus on your current heart health, and health experts will also be on hand to answer your questions. For more information and to pre-register, visit clevelandbrowns.com/screening or call 866-543-6461.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, Jen, I want to show you something in my Focus.
What? You going to show off your My Ford Touch and your great gas mileage again?
Just look at the screen.
Hey, that's my picture and my number.
Yeah.
So why does it say finance?
Ah, man, I spelled it wrong.
Spelled what wrong?
Fiance.
Fiance?
Yeah.
Jimmy, for
real? Will you marry me?
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, wait, here's the ring.
Gotta call Mom.
Get a great deal on a fuel-efficient Focus at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci telling you, Browns fans, unite! The all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. Starting at just $199, you get four tickets to the Browns home matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Plus, your four Browns tickets include four hot dogs, four Pepsis, four game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. To purchase your Browns Fan 4-Pack, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. Very happy to have with us right now from the Ravens Radio Network an analyst, and you know this name in Northeast Ohio, Stan White, because he's a former Ohio State Buckeye linebacker, former NFL linebacker. Welcome to the show.
Okay, Vic, always good to be here. Always good to talk to people in Ohio.
Well, let's talk about the team, though, that you do cover, the Ravens, and the state of this team, because it just doesn't seem very Raven-like to see them coming off that big loss to the Houston Texans, to be struggling, and they went into their bye with that. What is the state of this team entering this rematch with the Browns?
Well, it's a little bit in transition because they've always been a defense-oriented team. The offense is carrying more of the load now. They've got Joe Flacco and some pretty good weapons on offense. They've lost Ray Lewis on defense to injury. They lost both of their outside linebackers in the offseason, Terrell Suggs with an Achilles injury and Jarrett Johnson to free agency. Terrell came back in that last game, surprising everyone. and played pretty well. I think there's hopes that everything's going to round out now, that they're 5-2 despite all their issues and problems. And now they're coming off their bye and hopefully had time to reassess and tweak some things and be ready for the second half of the season.
And you remember, Stan, of course, last month when the Browns played at Baltimore, that Thursday night game, the Browns gave the Ravens, I think, everything they could handle. I think the Browns came away feeling like it was a lost opportunity to win a ball game, a big ball game on the road. Do you see this matchup as being as close as that game indicated?
I do, because I remember saying when they played the Browns, you know, I'm glad this game is at home, because the Ravens play, somehow find a way to win at home. They've won like 19 out of the last 20 or something at home. I knew if they played the Browns on the road, that was going to be a tough test at that time, considering all the things they were going through. Now it's going to be a tough test going to Cleveland. Cleveland's coming off a victory. Their defense is playing pretty good. You know, they got a young quarterback who's developing, and I think it's going to be a game where the Ravens know they're going to get all they can get, and they're going to have to play, you know, they're going to have to play great football to win this football game.
Stan, how have the Ravens changed with regard to not having Ray Lewis in there, losing Ladarius Webb? I know the argument's been made that the Ray Lewis injury and absence, while a big deal because he's Ray Lewis, is maybe something they could weather a little better than the Webb injury, because you're moving forward with a guy like Lewis and maybe the twilight of his career. You're already getting ready for that. Ozzie Newsome and John Harbaugh preparing for that. But losing both of those guys at the same time, a real impact.
Yeah, it's tough to lose your emotional and leader and the guy who makes the other 10 guys on the field better. As anybody knows in football, you need somebody like that on the field. He may not always be your most productive player, but Ray was one of those guys who still was producing. But he makes everybody else better by putting him in the right position, letting them know what to expect, all those different things. And that's when you lose him, and then you lose Ladarius Webb. I mean, I think Cleveland saw it when Joe Hayden was out, how losing your top corner can affect you on defense. It changes the defenses you can call, the way you can attack people, and I think that's what it's done so far with the Ravens, particularly when teams go to their sub-packages and put 3 and 4 wide receivers in the game, and you have to counter with extra defensive backs. Well, Ladarius Webb was great on the outside. He was great on the slot. He could blitz. He could play the run. He was just one of those guys who could do everything well.
Stan White joining us. He's an analyst on the Ravens Radio Network right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Stan, to look at those defensive stats, to see the Ravens rank so low in the league in the defensive categories, the major ones, it's just hard to fathom. I mean, you think of the Ravens, you think of outstanding defense, and I know the stats don't say everything, but they seem to tell a story when we look at the struggles that this team has had so far and the vulnerability that's there. How do you see that matchup working out? Because you know that this is a Browns team that can run the ball well with Trent Richardson, that has some dangerous receivers and a big arm quarterback. It looks like the kind of matchup that could certainly be a challenge for that Ravens defense.
Well, I think everybody's a challenge for them right now, especially running the football. Teams have rushed for over 600 yards in the last three games against them, and that's unheard of here in Baltimore. They have to shore up their run defense, and they'll get the test with Richardson and the Browns offense, no doubt about that. And you know, I'm just hoping coming off the bye, they've got some people healthy. They've reassessed where they're at, the type of defenses they play. You know, a lot of times in the bye, you take a look back on, these are the things we did well. These are the things we didn't do well. We're going to throw these things out, and we're going to stay with the things that we have done well. I think the coaching staff is pretty good here. Mm-hmm. And people know the defense in your area out there. Know Dean Pease. He was the head coach at Kent State. He's the defensive coordinator here. He was the defensive coordinator for the Patriots during some of their Super Bowl years. He knows how to fix things. I think he'll fix this defense going forward.
And, Stan, as we look at the offense, you touched upon it earlier, a different sort of approach for this Ravens team, because it is more driven by passing and more attempts to get explosive plays in the passing game, Joe Flacco, so forth. Where do you see his development at? It looks to me like he's as a quarterback, evolve to that level of having that capability, and he's got the people who can certainly make the plays. How do you see that matchup with Joe Flacco against this defensive line that the Browns have that is capable of getting some pressure?
Yeah, Joe's had a great career so far. 4 years in the league, four times he's been to the playoffs, and each year he's won at least one game in the playoffs. And you know, that they're the only team in the league that's done that over the last 4 years. His one thing he has to do better is play better on the road. He seems to play well in Pittsburgh. He seems to be play well in playoff games. So in the big games on the road, he seems to be able to play well. Some of the other games, some of the average games that he's had in Jacksonville last year, Tennessee, so forth, where he hasn't played well. But they've given him more weapons now. Torrey Smith is in his second year. He's a deep weapon. They got Jacoby Jones from the Texans. He's become a threat for the Ravens. So now that he has these weapons, and he's got some good tight ends, and, of course, you got Ray Rice, they can either run or catch the ball. You know, he's got all these weapons, and he's done a good job of taking advantage of those. As long as he recognizes and stays out of bad plays, he's been great.
And Ray Rice, we know, is the integral part of this offense as a runner, as a receiver, and he's dominated this Browns defense. He did it last year at Cleveland Browns Stadium. How primed do you think he is to try to have that kind of a game against the Browns defense that has had some issues against the run?
Yeah, there's two guys that really love to play against the Browns, and that's Ray Rice and Anquan Boldin. Both of them had big games over several years against the Browns. Ray's rushed, I think, over 200 yards in one of those games, and Anquan caught 9 passes all in the second half in the last game they played here, and had 3 touchdowns the year before against the Browns. So those two guys love playing against the Browns. I don't know why. But my guess is you'll see a lot of those two guys. And Ray Rice coming off a bye, I think he's ready to carry more of the load. The one thing they said about the Texans game was they didn't stick with the run enough and give Ray Rice enough touches in the running game. And I expect to see that on Sunday.
Well, we, of course, look forward to seeing you on Sunday, Stan. And I know this is a homecoming. Again, a boy from Kent, Ohio, Kent State. Kent State, Kent, Ohio, Ohio State, get that one right. It's got to be a joy for you to come back here.
Yeah, it is. And how about Kent State beating Rutgers last week? My Daryl Hazel, the coach at Kent State, we text back and forth because he was one of my son's coaches when my son played at Ohio State.
Okay.
He's assistant there. So, those golden flashes are coming on, and it'll be good. My dad will come up to the game and come up the night before. So, get to see a lot of my family.
And your Buckeyes are doing pretty well, too, my friend.
Yeah, not bad at 9-0. Good start for Urban, that's for sure.
Outstanding. Stan, thank you, and again, look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Okay, all right, Greg.
He is Stan White from the Ravens Radio Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car. Well, mine's only a 2-seater, and I have 3 kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug was not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Duct tape, salt on a big rare steak, steel-toed boots, fishing and fist bumps. You like man stuff? Stuff that men like chainsaws? Then you're gonna love getting your hair cut at Lady Jane's. Because at Lady Jane's, you don't just come in and get a haircut, you get treated like a man. Get a great haircut and get in touch with your masculine side. Lady Jane's newest location is on the corner of Center Ridge Road and Wager Road. Get a great haircut for just $10. Lady Jane's on the corner of Center Ridge Road and Wager Road in Rocky River. It's wicked awesome.
Hey, if you haven't heard, 650 Gold is paying cash for sports memorabilia. Like Joe from Strongsville brought in a Cubs team signed ball. He got $750 plus $100 bonus cash just for mentioning ESPN Cleveland. That's right, bonus cash every time you sell to 650 Gold and mention ESPN Cleveland. Go there today. 11 locations in Northeast Ohio. Go to 650gold.com for more details or call 216-650-GOLD.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million metal giveaway with free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Try Proactive with no financial risk by giving us a call at 1-800-746-2217 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive 100% risk-free. Get two free extras plus free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive. You'll receive a 60-day trial 100% risk-free plus two free extras and free shipping. Call 1-800-746-2217. There's no financial risk. Get your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactive, including two free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-746-2217. That's 1-800-746-2217.
At Dave and Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. This is Frank Brenda from the Hooligans. Join me this Sunday at 1 at Dave and Buster's to watch the Browns take on the Ravens. I'll be there all game long watching the game and giving away prizes with the ESPN 850 WKNR Street Team. Catch the big games every Sunday on seriously huge screens at Dave and Buster's just off 90 in Westlake. Play football bingo and you'll have 5 chances to win $50 in Dave and Buster's gift certificates, all while watching the big game in style. Score big with ESPN Cleveland and Dave and Buster's this and every Sunday.
Sultry sounds of Smokey Robinson bringing us back on Cleveland Browns Daily this football Thursday edition. I don't know if that's football music, but some kind of music. All right, we've got, but it's great. It is outstanding. We've got more of your questions and comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns_daily, our email address daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Let's go to Facebook. Richard says he's offering this advice, or I should say this admonition to the Browns. He's saying, stay focused, Browns. Show them this is, and he's putting this in caps, is not the same team that they stole a win from earlier this season, they being the Ravens. I think that's the right term, focused, because if ever there was a point, and if you heard last night's interview with Jimmy Haslam on the show, the owner of the Browns, you know, he said it at least twice that how important this game is against the Browns, against the Ravens, how important this is for the Browns, and that this you get the feeling that this has that turning point type of feel to it if the right thing happens Sunday. After, again, two wins in the last three games, the ability to get some sort of sustainability here and to do it at home and to do it before the bye. I mean, a lot of things are just sort of hovering around this that everyone knows and feels that. And to the point of focus, I say everybody knows. I mean, we watching this team knows. I do think we know about it, but I do think the players, certainly the coaches get it. The players hopefully get it, and especially the young guys can get it because they're encouraged to live in the moment. They're encouraged to stay here and now with their thoughts because that is the best way to approach football. It's probably the best way to approach most of your business to avoid that distraction of thinking too far ahead, although, you know, you do have to plan for some things. but especially not thinking about what you've done or what you've accomplished or not accomplished. And I liked the feeling that I had being in that locker room after that last game. I liked that it was not too much joy, that it was, yeah, we did it. I'm not saying they were cavalier about it or, you know, stifling yawns about winning that game against the Chargers and the way that game came down. But they just, you sense no one was carried away, including what came off after the victory speech by Pat Shurmur, but the owner, Jimmy Haslam, chiming in and getting to on point right away, reminding players to be what Coach Shurmur has told them, to be greedy, get more. Katie from Facebook, she says, my goodness, I hate that team from Maryland. I won't even say their name. I prefer to call them the Crows, Scavengers, or Pigeons. I just had to read that one because it was funny. I thought it was funny. Katie's email. A lot of passion there, Katie. Benjamin from Facebook, he says, let's be honest here. Cleveland isn't terrible. We are just young. Two catches away from being 4-4. L.J. Fort intercepts Michael Vick, and we win in week one. Josh Gordon catches a TD pass against Indy, and we win. I believe Cleveland has a legitimate shot at winning this game, meaning Sunday against the Ravens, from Benjamin. They do, Benjamin. They absolutely do. And your points are well taken as far as what might have been. It just can't be the focus, though, I think it's a good thing to look at those moments that you point to, those individual plays, and talk about what might have been. And it's okay for this team to believe in itself, using maybe some of that as fuel to say, hey, we're not awful, and we're 2-6 says one thing, but it says everything, because you can't get away from what your record is. But how much better or how much closer you are to being better than that, I think it's okay to do that. I just don't think it's okay to dwell on that. And I think the legitimate shot that this team has to win this game is based on what we know of the Browns right now after 8 games. We know that they can make plays when they need to. They can run the football. They can be very effective in the passing game. Brandon Whedon, he is, there are strides there. And the strides he made against San Diego, while they're not evident in stats and in productive stats, it was avoiding turnovers. It was avoiding mistakes. And we've seen the combination that he does have going with Josh Gordon and the other receivers improving along the way. And if that run game continues to be what it looks like it's going to be, and you heard Rich Gannon talk about it, and the opportunity that's there to do it again against the Ravens, all things will build from that, passing game especially. Craig from Facebook, last week was a big win for this team. Held on for the win despite a weak showing, Craig says. Brandon Whedon needs to step up big time this week. Can't afford another 120-yard game. And it follows the point we just made about Whedon. I'm with you that you want more and better. And the weather, it's not an excuse, because he's got to master that, or he's got to do a heck of a lot better with it than he did a week ago. But it does explain, at least partially, maybe more than that, why the numbers weren't there, because it wasn't the most conducive day to throwing the football. But figure it out, Brandon. That's your task. But I fully agree, and if this is going to be, the forecasts call this a much different day than it was last week, drier. See what the winds are, but generally speaking, it looks like the kind of day where you can throw the ball, and Pat Shurmur would be inclined, as he always is, to be aggressive through the air, and I think he wants to be with some balance. But it's going to start the same way, and I believe the Ravens will do the same thing. I think the Ravens are going to come after this team running the football, pounding the football with Ray Rice. They won't hesitate to do that. They've seen the Browns show some vulnerability there, and they're going to be determined to overcome what they couldn't get done on the ground the last game. He was held in check the last game. Quentin from Facebook. Quentin says DeQuell Jackson is a prime example of what Cleveland's all about. Tough, strong, and skilled leaders. I hope this man retires in Cleveland. Well, Quentin, his contract certainly sets it up, and he said that to make him a Brown for life, basically, for what remains of his NFL career, and that is just the way he wants it, and you're right. Every team needs some identity players. You know, Phil Dawson's another one. Just consummate Browns players, guys that you identify with this team, and toughness and all those things you talk about. Josh Cribbs, another one. I want to thank Rich Gannon. We want to thank Billy Wynn and Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Stan White. We want to thank Joe Meadows. We want to thank Drew Boatner. I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.